Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine-Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In Prepare Your Home for a Sudden Grid Down Situation, take self-reliance to the next level with proven methods and strategies to survive a grid down crisis, Modern Family to Prepare for Any Crisis, author Ted Riley offers a timely and practical guide aimed at bolstering household preparedness in the face of unforeseen emergencies that compromise essential services. Drawing on a wealth of personal experience and extensive research, Riley provides a comprehensive roadmap for individuals and families to enhance their resilience against the backdrop of increasing natural disasters and potential infrastructure failures. Highlighting the importance of proactive planning and adaptability, this book serves as both an introduction to and an in-depth exploration of the critical considerations and actionable strategies necessary to navigate the challenges of a grid-down scenario successfully. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding grid-down scenarios. Riley begins by demystifying what constitutes a grid-down scenario, setting the stage for a deeper examination of its probable causes, ranging from natural disasters to cyber attacks and beyond. He emphasizes the vulnerability of modern infrastructure and the cascading effects that can follow a collapse in essential services. By illustrating historical and potential future scenarios, the author makes a compelling case for why every household should seriously consider their preparedness levels. Through expert insights, readers gain a foundational understanding of the complexities and implications of a grid-down situation, enabling them to grasp the magnitude of what's at stake and the importance of being well-prepared. Secondly, self-reliance and preparedness mindset. Central to Riley's message is the concept of self-reliance, which he posits as vital in the face of a crisis. The book delves into the psychological and practical aspects of fostering a preparedness mindset, including overcoming complacency, developing situational awareness, and adopting a proactive approach to household readiness. Readers are guided through the process of mentally and physically preparing for potential emergencies, emphasizing the empowerment that comes from self-sufficiency. Riley offers actionable advice on building resilience through skills development, resource acquisition, and financial preparedness, asserting that a mindset shift towards self-reliance is foundational to navigating a grid-down crisis successfully. Thirdly, practical strategies for energy, water, and food security. A significant portion of the book is dedicated to practical strategies for ensuring energy, water, and food security during extended grid-down crises. Riley outlines methods for creating sustainable and resilient home systems in detail, including alternative energy sources, water purification and storage, and food preservation techniques. The author provides a thorough analysis of the benefits and limitations of various technologies and approaches, from solar panels and rainwater harvesting to backyard gardening and long-term food storage solutions. By presenting a wide range of options, the book empowers readers to tailor their preparedness efforts to their specific needs, budgets, and circumstances, ensuring a holistic approach to securing essential resources in the face of adversity. Fourthly, emergency communications and community cooperation. Recognizing the importance of communication and community in crisis situations, Riley explores methods to maintain information flow and foster mutual assistance networks even when traditional communication systems fail. He stresses the role of emergency radios, internet alternatives, and signaling techniques, alongside the ethical and logistical considerations of organizing within communities for collective survival. The emphasis on community cooperation underscores the book's holistic view of preparedness, suggesting that resilience is not only a matter of individual readiness, but also of collective capacity and solidarity. Through this lens, the author advocates for building strong relationships and cooperative infrastructures to enhance the overall resilience of individuals and their communities against a grid-down scenario. Lastly, personal safety and security measures. Finally, Riley addresses the critical issue of personal safety and security in the wake of societal disruptions. He offers thorough guidance on assessing risks, fortifying homes, and developing defense strategies to protect against potential threats, from looting to personal attacks. The discussion extends to the psychological aspects of security, including stress management and conflict resolution in high-tension situations. By integrating personal safety measures with broader preparedness strategies, the book presents a comprehensive approach to navigating the challenges of a grid-down crisis, emphasizing the importance of safety, ethical considerations, and the well-being of oneself and one's community. In conclusion, Ted Riley's Prepare Your Home for a Sudden Grid-Down Situation is a must-read for anyone committed to enhancing their household's resilience against unforeseen crises. This book is particularly suited for individuals and families seeking to take their self-reliance to the next level, offering a blend of foundational knowledge, practical strategies, and a comprehensive approach to preparedness. Whether a novice in emergency preparedness or someone with intermediate skills looking to expand their knowledge, readers will find invaluable insights and actionable advice to safeguard their homes and loved ones. Beyond the immediate benefits of increased safety and security, the book fosters a deeper understanding of the interconnectedness of individual, community, and societal resilience, making it a pivotal resource for anyone looking to navigate the complexities of modern life with confidence and self-assurance. If you would like to support Ted Riley, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.